Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Gimel Omed Aleph. And we are in the third volume of Mishnah Berurah in Simon Shin Zayin. And we have one interesting Dear Shu footnote that I want to finish up from yesterday just to remind everybody. And this is Dear Shu footnote number 48, where we were talking yesterday about how a person is not allowed to write things down before Shabbos and read them on Shabbos in certain situations. So Dear Shu footnote number 48 brings down Le'inyan Rishimas Mari Makomos Sheheichin L'Shir Torah. Are you allowed to write down Mari Makomos? Are you allowed to write down a source sheet and use that? So Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says certainly that is permissible. In the skip one paragraph, he then brings out an interesting discussion. A woman preparing a menu. She wants to make sure that she has all the meal arranged, which to bring out at what time, what to prepare. So Rav Nissen Karlovich Shlita says that she should actually ask somebody else in the house to read it with her, Sheino Rashoy Limchok Me'erishima, because he will not go and erase it, or the other person, she will not go and erase it, because it's not their list. And she should ask the other person to actually read it for her and help her prepare for it. Shekivin Shalot Yelah Menuchas HaNefesh Imlo Tistakel Be'erishima, she won't be comfortable unless she has this list of what to do and what to prepare. So therefore, it's Nechshav Hadover Kitzorech. In that situation, it is permissible to do this. And the rabbis were not gozer in this situation that you may come to eat Shtari Hejotos like we spoke yesterday in this setting. But preferable to have somebody else read it and not her, because she may come to erase it. And Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal writes, She tochin shemut elisha atzmo lehizbonein bechataf b'reshiva mishiras hamonos kidei lehizocher b'seder hagoshoson. And he says, if necessary, the woman herself could even quickly look at it, not stare at it and not really deliberate over it, but to quickly look at it just to remind herself the order of the things that she wants to serve. Next question about a gabai, Herotzi La'ayin Birushima Samaspalim. Is a gabai allowed to look at the roster of the people in the shul to decide who to give the aliyahs to? He wants to make sure that he does it fairly. So the Shari Ephraim brings down that this is permissible, mutter. Why? Shekivan Sh'ein Kriyoso Aldvarim Asidim El Aldvarim Sh'avru. Since he's not looking at the future, he's looking at things in the past. Who got an aliyah last week? Who got an aliyah the week before? Therefore, Ein Lochu Shem Yimchok. He has no concern over here that he may come to erase it, because this is facts that already happened in the past. Furthermore, he says, "Harabim hanim tzoyim beveis haknesses shomim alav shlo yimochik." What's the gabbai going to do? It's the middle of Shabbos. He's looking at the aliyah list and he starts taking out a pencil and starts erasing. So they're going to stop him. So therefore, there's no concern over here. Aye, what about the gzeira shema yikar bishtari hedyotos? That's a double concern, we said. One concern is you may come to erase it. The other concern is that you may come to look at documents and things like that. So therefore, in this situation, that should be a concern. He says, no, that's not a concern over here. Because his reading over here of the roster of the people in the shul to see who should get the aliyah, that is also a dvar mitzvah. Shari yesh b'kach mishum darchei shalom. It's also to make sure that there's a shalom bias in the shul. The people shouldn't be upset. Why did I get an aliyah? Why did I not get an aliyah? Shalzei al yidei zeh lo tipol kitoto bein ha-mispalim. There won't fall arguments between the mispalim. How come he got three aliyahs in the past year and I did not get any? But he concludes, he says, a little bit of a shayla, is this allowed or not? Then he writes, "Ukishirotza agabi likro esa olim mitoch rishima ksuva." Sometimes they'll prepare a list. There's a simcha in the shul, so they prepare a list. This one's getting Rishon, this is his name. This one's getting Shani, that's his name. So Rav Nissen Karlovich Shlita brings down, "Shiroila hachmir ulimana mizek kishevshar." If you can get around without doing that, that would be preferable. And he adds, "Sha'af imein chasha shema yimochek agabi mitoch rishima b'beis haknesses." Again, we're not concerned he's going to start taking out a pencil in the middle and start erasing things because they'll stop him. Nevertheless, there is the concern over here. He introduces a new idea that maybe when he's not in the shul, he may come to adjust it. What about sometimes people prepare a list of people that they want to say Mishaberach for? So they have the names of the chole or the chola and their mother's name, and they write up a list to make it easy for the gabbai to say it. So is this allowed? So Rav Nissen Karlovich Shlita says, here there's no concern that you'll come to erase it, and you likewise have the additional fact that it's tzorich mitzvah. This way nobody will be upset. Hey, you forgot to say my Mishaberach. You have the list, you can read from it. Actually, this was a list of Mishaberachs to give people just the bracha if you got an aliyah. But the same thing applies, he says, it came likwa rishimas cholim. The same thing would apply with a list of Mishaberachs for cholim. He then brings down as well, shemutter imamidol of shomer. Certainly, if you have somebody there watching with you to make sure you don't do something to it, that would certainly be allowed. Kivin shetfila ala cholim nechsheves mitzvah gmur. That certainly is okay. because it's a mitzvah to go and give this misha berachs. And he says, what about the chashash over here that maybe he's coming to erase it when he goes home or something like that? Maybe the person got better or the nebuch, they passed away. So that's why he suggests that you should have a shomer there so he doesn't make adjustments on the spot over there when somebody tells him, oh, it's nebuch, that person is unfortunately no longer with us, or Baruch Hashem, that person has gotten better. He won't take out his pencil and cross the name off. So therefore, it's better to have a shomer there as well. There are several other additional Dershu footnotes from yesterday's shir, specifically Dershu footnotes number 49 through 52, which we unfortunately don't have time to see inside. Ayin Shum, if you're interested in seeing further details about this. Now we pick up from the Mechaber on the second line, Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph. And the Mechaber writes, however, Avol, Chokak im chokak bakosel chakika shokas mutter. Yesterday we said that you're not allowed to write something and place it even in a high place because we're concerned that you'll come to read Shtari Hejotos as a result. But if something is in fact chiseled into the wall, then it is permissible to go and read that on Shabbos. Avol betavlo pinkos, but if it's not chiseled into the wall, it's chiseled onto a tablet of some sort, onto a ledger. Afilu muchakuk, even if it's chiseled onto it, then also lekro. So then the same gezeira applies over here. You're not allowed to go read such things because you may come to read Shtari Hejotos. What exactly is going on over here? So the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Memtes explains the mishum shema yimchak leka with a chiseled out thing. We're not concerned at all that you come to erase it. You can't. The chakika kiven shishokas koshli mochik. It's chiseled in. You've eroded away the surface part. The area that is being read is chiseled in, and therefore it almost essentially can't be easily erased. Therefore, there's no concern that you'll do that. I umishum shema yikwa bishtari hejotos nami lo gezrin. And the rabbis were not gozer over here as well, that you may come to go and read Shtari Hejotos in this situation. Why not? The lo michlof bishtar, because a chiseled wall document is not the same thing as a legal document or a written down document. The af im kosa bikosol gavoa also mishum shema yikwa. Even though we said previously, even if you place a written document high up on the wall, it's still aser. That was hosam miksiva luksiva michlof. That's because that's a written document on a piece of paper, let's say, even though it's high up out of reach. But you could reach it, and you may come to mistakenly then go and read other documents. So to make a mistake between a legal document or a Shtari Hejotos and some other Shtari Hejotos, that's a concern. Avol Hocha, but over here, mechakika sakosu, from a chiseled into the wall document, lo osi lachlufe b'chsivas hashtar. Nobody's going to make a mistake and think that that is the same thing, and they'll lead one to the other. If you can read this chiseled document on the wall, then you can certainly go and read a Shtari Hedotus. People won't make that mistake. As opposed to Avol Betavlo Pinkas, when you have a tablet, a movable thing, a ledger that you chiseled in, Shei Metaltelin, they're movable. They're Michlaf Bishtari Hedotus. There, a person could easily make a mistake and say, if I can read this, I can read that as well. The issue number 53 brings down, what about reading Shemos Haksuvim Aluach Zikaron? You have a yard site plaque on the wall. So Rav Nissen Karlitz Shlita says, this is permissible. Mutu Likro, you're allowed to read it. Kishem Chakukim, as long as it's chiseled in over there. Kivin Shaluach Mechubi Likosa, because the yard site plaque is really attached to the wall. It's not considered like the pinkas or the tavla over here, the ledger or the tablet over here that you're writing on. It's considered like the wall itself. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Nun says that this is only if it's chiseled into the wall. Avo bolet is also if you chisel out the surrounding area so the letters are now viewed as protruding from the wall, then gazrin on shema yimchok. Then we do have a concern over here that you can erase that, because when you have projecting out, that's more easily erasable than when you've chiseled it in. And he says, afilu gavoa harbe, even it's very high up. You can't easily reach it to erase it. Mishum lo plug. The rabbi said across the board, lo plug. Whether it's easy or hard to erase it, there's a concern about erasing it. That's it. Ukamosha kosov simen ayin reshe. We've learned this previously. Vapiskos shesholchen akonim shekosov behen me'erev Shabbos schum hayayim vashecho shelochin. When people send letters or notices of some sort, a sales document that they write on erev Shabbos, and they write down how much wine and how much beer you've purchased. Shaloka dinhu. That's not correct to read that on Shabbos. The also likros when be Shabbos. You're not allowed to read it on Shabbos. Ken kosav el yirabba. Likewise, this is written down in the el yirabba. Veneer dim kosav ben rak simona bialmo shari. But if you don't write down all the specific details, you just write down some highlights over here, that might be permissible. Now we go to Sif Yud Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Shtari Hejotos, these secular documents that we're talking about, the Hainu Shtari Chovos V'Cheshbonos, for example, they're documents that have calculations in them, they have obligations in them, legal documents, for example. The Igros Shel Shel HaShalom, or simple letters of how are you doing, simple letters asking a friend, one friend to another. Also across them, one should not read them on Shabbos. Ba'afilu la'ayim behem below kriya osur. And even to just look at them without really reading them in depth, that is also forbidden. Let's understand this. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkat Nun Aleph, Yesh Omim Mishum Mimtzo Chetzecha. The reason why you can't read these legal documents, these secular documents, is because of the idea that you're not supposed to do your business. Mimtzo Chetzecha. You can only do Hashem's business on Shabbos. And others say, Yesh Omim Mishum Shema Yimchok. The reason is that we're concerned that you may come to go and erase it. The issue for number 56 says, what about reading a ksuba? Is that considered a shtar hejotos, or is that considered a shtar mitzvah, so to say? So he brings down from Nissan Karolich Shlita, Sha'asu likrabo, one shouldn't read the ksuba on Shabbos. Shadino kishar shtar ushol, because it's a financial document saying that the husband agrees to pay his wife in the situation of Rahman al-Islam, he divorces her or he dies, so she's entitled to certain financial claims. They ain't a domela get, as opposed to a get, shehitir ha-Mishnah Berurah, that the Mishnah Berurah lahalin in Sifkot and Samach Gil says you are allowed to read it, because a get ain't shtar chov el shtar iser. A get is a halachic document that is not a financial document, but it permits now the woman to go marry somebody else, as opposed to a ksuba, which is essentially a financial document. However, he brings down from Vayashiv Zatzal, Shemut Likro B'Ksuba. He disagrees and says you can read a ksuba as long as you're reading it Amanas Lilmot Ez Dinel. If you're reading it to learn about a ksuba, then you'd be allowed to take out a ksuba and read it. And he brings down the chilik over here between a ksuva and a shtar chov. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says, Shiksuva avshe in yona chiyuvei mamon, even though ksuva is a financial document, nevertheless it's also a document of mitzvah. As opposed to a shtar chov, sheino ela inyan shechol. That is not a real mitzvah type of document, that's a pure secular document, a financial pure document. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Nun Bey says that the Mechaber told us you're not allowed to read letters, Shela Shalom, and the reason is, Mishum Demichlaf Pishtari Hedyotus. If you can start reading those letters, you may come to read a legal secular document as well. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Nun Gimel explains the Mechaber who wrote, you're not even allowed to be ma'ayin it even a little bit, just to look at it, because he says, the Efshar Kishima Ayin, because when you're looking at it a little bit, Shlo Yisov Itein Bin Yonah Yashtar, so you can look into it in more detail, that's just human nature. And he brings us down the name of the Levush. Umayri, we're talking here, Kishiyodea Mikvar Maksivba, Ukidemuchach Lakami. We're talking here, but you know what's inside of it, and therefore you're not allowed to go and read it. And this we can now see in Sif Yudalit. The Mechaber writes, Likros be geris hashluchalo im enio deama kosovba mutter. To actually read a letter that you haven't read before, you're just getting it now, and you want to see what's inside of it, that you're allowed to do. That's mutter. The Mishnah Berurah explains, the shema yesh bo dovishu tzorach hagof, because maybe there's something that you need for Shabbos for yourself. Veinu domo shtari hajotus, this is different than secular documents, sheheim rak tzorach mamona, because those are for financial documents, and therefore they aren't allowed to be read on Shabbos. There are those that forbid even that, as the Beis Yosef says, Kimuri Beis Yosef. Nevertheless, the Mechaber over here, Somach Mazel Lahokel, he takes the lenient approach, because you're not really reading it in depth, you're just looking at it. The Be'iyun Bovad, just looking at it a little bit, Gam Kin Yesh Matir Mishtari Idiotos, because those that technically would allow you to just to look at a secular document as well, so certainly they would allow you to look at this letter that you're getting that you haven't seen beforehand. And that's what the Mechaber says in the next line. He says, "V'lo yikarei befiv." You shouldn't read it with your mouth, word for word, so to say. Elo ya'ayin, but you just look at it. V'muva bishvilo michutz l'tchum. But that's when the letter came to you within the tchum. But if it comes from outside of the tchum, then tov lizar shlo yigaba. Then you shouldn't even touch it because it comes from outside the tchum. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, "Mishum muktzah," because the item is muktzah for you. "Shuhuva michutz l'tchum," because it came from outside of the tchum, and you're not allowed to use it because it was not able to be reached. It was outside the tchum. Dumvadze ain't she muktzah aleim after enukli, because otherwise it wouldn't be a problem of muktzah, even though it's not a utensil. The haloroi lotzer al pit sluchiso, because you could technically use a piece of paper and use it as a plug for a bottle. You could use it as a bottle stopper. The issue footnote number 61 brings down from Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, as well as Rav Nissan Karolich Shlita, Yibodim Mechayim L'chayim, that says that nowadays when we don't use a piece of paper as a bottle stopper, nevertheless, Mikol Makom, Ein Michtovim Nechshavim Muktzah. He says letters today still aren't the status of Muktzah, even though you're not going to use them as a bottle stopper. He says we may not use them as a bottle stopper, but people use them all the time as a bookmark. However, he brings down from Vayashiv Zatzal, Shemein Motzi Nochri Shivtach Es Hamatofa. If there is no non-Jewish person there that can open up the envelope for you, so then it is Muktzah. Hold, the Eina Derech Lishtamishbo, Lefnei Psichoso, Lechasis Bobakbo, O Lahanicho Kisimoni Besefer. He says if the letter is not opened up, then nobody uses it as a bottle stopper, and nobody uses it as a bookmark. And it's only after it's opened up that they do that. They're not Makbet to use it then, because they know what's inside of it, and therefore only afterwards is it Muktzah. So if you don't have a non-Jewish person available that can open it up for for you, then it would be muktzah. And he brings that as well from Moshe Feinstein's Zatzal in the Yigris Moshe, Shizmanenu, Ba'ofen Shiev Sholikros Emichtov, where nowadays where you can't read the letter, it does have the status of being muktza if it can't be opened up, unless Elim Kin Yichad Mibod Yom, O Shishtamish Mibod Yom, Lasami Mokim Sefer V'chadomer. Unless you've used it, the letter came on Friday, you didn't get a chance to read it, it's unopened, but if you use it as a bookmark there, or you designated it for Shabbos, so then you would be allowed to read it on Shabbos, assuming you can get it open in some way. And now we go back to the Mishnah Berurah. He says, "Ella yiftachenu ha'in Yehudi v'hu yayin bas." So in the situation where it is not opened, if a non-Jewish person can open it up, then you can look at it. Mishnah Berurah then remarks, and he says, "Va'af de davar shuhuva michutz letchum, kaimalon da'osu le'onos mimenu mishuva bishvilo." If somebody brings to you something from outside the tchum, you're not allowed to get benefit from it. "V'af ha'cha ha'lo akriya va'iyun hano'ilo." And here you're getting benefit by reading this letter. How are you allowed to do this? So he brings down Hosam Taimu Mishum Gzera Shema Yomer Leinu Yehudi Shaviyah Lo Michutz L'Tchum. Normally, you're not allowed to get benefit from something brought from outside of the Tchum because you may come to tell the person, bring that to me from outside the Tchum. Aval Hocha, in here, in this situation, Bigeris Lo Shayach Lo Markein. You can't go and tell somebody, see if there's any letters for me outside the Tchum and bring them to me. Sheni Yodea Miyishlach Lo. How do you know who's going to send you a letter specifically? V'gam Yeish Lomar Lo Choshev Hana. And also, one could say that you're not really getting Hana over here from the goof of the letter. You're not getting specific hana from the letter itself. You're getting hana maybe from the contents of the letter. That's a different thing. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Nuvav said, don't even touch that letter if it's muktza from outside the tchum. V'achronim iskimu de'ein bozeh mishum muktza klal. The Achronim disagree over here with the Pesach of the Mechaber that said you shouldn't be better off not to touch it because of its muktzah. They say it's not muktzah at all. The Kaimelon, v'simen tof kuf tezvav, the dover abor michutz l'tchum, ein ba'isa muktzah, afilu l'mi shuhuva bishvilo, to also lenos mimeno, that they hold over there that something that's brought from outside of the tchum, even though you're not allowed to get benefit from it because it was brought on your behalf, since somebody else could use that, it wasn't being brought or being asked on your behalf to bring it for them, so therefore somebody else would be able to benefit from it, and therefore it's not muktzah. If the person is makbid that he doesn't want anybody to use that letter, for example, in certain types of sales, they certainly don't want that sale proof to be lost, and they hide it, and they don't want anybody to use it. So then, that in fact would be muktzah because it can't be used as a bottle stopper. It can't be used as a bookmark. They bedafka do not want it touched or used, and therefore you're not allowed to move it, and it's muktzah. Finally, he says, Kosu Achronim, Nagu Shalol Kabul Igeres Miyadu Eni Yehudi Hamevi B'Shabbos. The minhag is not to go and accept a letter brought by a non-Jewish person on Shabbos. What should you do in that situation? Ela Omrim Lo, you can tell the non-Jewish person, Sheaniach Agabi Karka Agabi Shulchan, put it down on the ground or on the table. Kichosh Sheshemo Terem Shiamo Lofush Yitol Yisrael Igeres Miyado. We're concerned over here that while he's resting for a second, you may come to take it from him, and that would be a problem. Because then you're completing the act over here of taking it from one rishus to another rishus. The non-Jewish person lifted it up, and you're doing the hanocha now. So therefore you tell him to put it down on the table or on the ground, so he does the hanocha as well. If the letter is sealed, you are allowed to tell the non-Jewish person, I can't read it if it's not open. And this way, he will obviously understand, and he will open it up for you. However, but you're not allowed to tell the non-Jewish person directly to open it up, unless there's some compelling reason to do so. And what is discussed over there. Now we go to the Mechaber Sif Tesvav. Kosel ovilon sheish botzuros chayos mishunos od yuknonu shel bnei adam shel masim. If you have a wall or a curtain that has various pictures on it of either animals, unusual strange animals, or images of humans doing certain actions, kigon mochamos, David v'goyas. For example, there's a display of a mural of something showing David fighting Goyas. V'kosun zo tsuras ploni v'zed diyuknon ploni, and they write on it a legend that tells you what the picture is. So then the mechaber tells us also likros was b'shabbos. You're not allowed to be there on Shabbos as well. And the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkat Nun Zayin egzera shem yikra b'shtari hedyotos. The reasoning is because if you read this, you may come to go and read shtari hedyotos, secular documents. Dishah for number 65 does bring down, however, that if you get enjoyment out of reading this, it might be permissible. However, others disagree with that. He also brings down, it depends what's written in the legend. Is it telling you something that is a chiddush over here, or is it just some fact or piece of information? It may make a difference. For example, who's the author? Who is the artist, because the storytelling in the legend is the problem, but not just the piece of information in the legend. If it's a Torah story, Rav Nissen Karol Shlita says, Mutar likro es hakisuv shetachas hatmona, then you would be allowed to read the legend. To look at the pictures itself, that certainly is permissible according to many poskim. With that, we conclude today's shiur.